The Morels by Christopher Hacker, narrated by Charlie Thurston.
Chapter 1. Art House. The editor I was to fire worked out of his one bedroom in Herald Square. He'd been the lowest bidder on our project by far, his single stipulation that we meet him no more than once a week and he be allowed the other six to work undisturbed, a stipulation we'd had to accept. He was the only editor we could afford, until an old classmate of the director's volunteered to cut the film for free. The director told me about it that morning over eggs and coffee at the Galaxy Diner. The inconvenience of starting over, he explained, would be minor compared with the inconvenience of filing for Chapter 11. It was 1999. The last Checker cab in the city had just been retired. All over, people were stockpiling canned peas, just in case. I was 7 years out of college, lived at home with my mother, worked for free by day, and by night swept stray popcorn and condom wrappers from the back rows of the art house on Houston. One always got the sense, upon entering the editor's apartment, that he was being caught unawares. He answered the door in thick glasses, pillowcase imprint on his cheek. He had a bachelor's tendency toward strewn clothing and empty beer bottles. It was clear he slept in the living room, gathering the bedding from the sofa like a dog-housed husband. He'd make a spot for us while he went about his morning ablutions, and we, waiting with our coffee and script notes, were privy to each splash and fart and groan, emerging with Coke bottles shed for bloodshot contacts, ready, as he put it, for business. The bedroom was where the baby slept. The window